The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it will bear more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, our Christian life is centered on Jesus, and it is who makes this life possible. The resurrection of Jesus has an important role to play. Jesus, who called his disciples, taught them and healed people of their infirmities, has now become the living Lord. The living Lord is inviting us to abide in him as the branches is attached to the tree in order to bear fruit. Only a branch that is attached to the plant has any chance of bearing fruit. In the same way, we who believe in the Lord Jesus as life only when we remain attached to him. Because we become life only when we remain attached to him. Otherwise, we'll be like the dead branches that is thrown into the fire and discarded. The branches that remains attached to the tree draws the nourishment from the tree, and the tree will continuously provide nourishment to the branch. In the same way, Jesus will provide everything needed for our spiritual life. Otherwise, we will become useless. In the first reading of today, Paul speaks about the obstacle that he faces after his conversion. But Paul turned from a persecutor to be a fruitful, bearing person. Jesus himself pruned away the former Saul to make Paul a man whose life was entirely dedicated to proclaim the gospel. But when Paul, after preaching in Damascus after a long time, came to Jerusalem, and the disciples in Jerusalem were afraid of him. Finally, they recognized the transforming power of the Spirit of God, operating in Paul, and gave their full support to him. Because Paul had become the vigorous witness to Christ. When Paul's life was threatened, other apostles helped him to leave the Jerusalem and return to Tarsus. But even this setback in Paul's missionary work turned out to be just one more example of God's pruning of Paul, the vine and the branches, to bring forth the greatest harvest, the mission out to the Gentiles. In the second reading, John instructs his community to love one another, for such quality comes from God. The conversion of Paul was major even in the early church. Paul persecuted the church and brought so much damage to the believers. It is also true that at the time of conversion, Jesus spoke to Ananias and informed him Paul has chosen as an instrument of his, and he would carry his name before the Gentile kings and the children of Israel. In Jerusalem, the apostles tried to welcome him, but the Hellenists tried to kill him. Some of his disciples understood that the time is not ripe for Paul to begin his ministry. So, my dear friends, the story of Paul conveys the important message about Christian life. He has every reason to think that the Jerusalem community will accept him unconditionally and will support him to carry out his mission. The reality is that the Jerusalem community is afraid of Paul, for which lingers in their minds is that he has been the persecutor and hence dangerous person to deal with. So, my dear friends, what is the connection between Paul's ministry in Jerusalem and the parable of vine and the branches? The matter is that Paul is indeed the chosen vessel, but he is comparatively new to Christ, even for he is the new converter. A person, however he may be intelligent, cannot immediately grasp the enormity of the event, Christ event, in the matter of days. Yes, my dear friends, it takes time and effort, and Paul is no exception. Paul would eventually become the greater exponent of the Christ event, but he needed time to reflect concepts. What is Jesus trying to teach us through the parable of the vine and the branches? For a branch to produce fruit, it has to remain attached to the vine plant. It is the plant that draws nourishment from the soil and supplies sufficient resources for the branch to produce the fruits. The vine branch undergoes pruning and receives manure and water, which it converts into fruits. This is the process that each Christian life, Christian need to undergo. Yes, my dear friends, the great missionary Paul is also no exception, for he too has to remain attached to Jesus before he began his ministry of preaching him. Jesus makes it very clear, the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can we unless we abide in Jesus. Paul underwent this process for 14 years. He rooted himself in Christ. Paul has said it time and again that he lives in Christ and Christ lives in him. The success for us lies in abiding in Jesus, and Jesus will abide in us. We will bear fruit and become his disciple. Then the Father glorified throughout our lives. Our journey towards becoming Christ is a lifelong process. At no stage in our life can we say that the process is complete in us. So the only way is to remain attached to Jesus, and Jesus will work in us. Yes, my dear friends, Christ is the vine. His disciples are branches, and those who do not abide in him and are useless branches, suitable only to be cut away and thrown into the fire. So, to be fruitful, one must be joined to the new vine, that is Christ. It is the living the life of grace, the life of Christ, which gives the believers nourishment, which enables us to yield the fruits of eternal life. That is why St. Paul explains that we are all the mystical body of Christ, as the members are united with Christ, the head, and united with one another. Amen.